All right, welcome in to the College Station Cougar pregame show. Here with Coach Steve Huff. And Coach, before we talk about Tomball, take us back through the game last week. Your thoughts on a pretty rough night field condition-wise against Willis and how your team was able to overcome some plays that were definitely related to the field conditions to get a big victory.
Yeah, we didn't necessarily handle some of the situations very good in the special teams game, but kids were resilient the other night. You know, we got behind and came back and tied it and got behind, but still liked the way they fought, you know, came through. I thought offensively we were really steady the other night. And then defensively, we in the second half, we made some plays finally. Not finally, but made some plays to where got some drive stops and stuff like that. But going into the game, we knew Willis, a very athletic team. So, you know, you got to be on your game every week in this district.
I know that, you know, the Foster game was a lot of that loss was predicated on the same kind of mistakes you had against Willis. And I know that Willis isn't as talented as Foster, but I think it shows the growth and maturity in a group that had a lot of younger guys, you know, starting their first varsity game against Foster, and how they are seven games later, you know, into the season, how they're able to see that this game is not all over just because of early miscues.
Yeah, and I do think that's one of the things when a team does grow up and mature. And you know, the other night there was you know, no panic. You know, we've been behind a couple of times this year, which, you know, I always say that's one thing about preseason. You want to be in the games where the situations aren't very comfortable. But again, the other night I thought the kids were very resilient, very, very calm at halftime, just like they were the week before, just knowing that we need to turn up a notch here or there. And again, I think, you know, if you make a play here or there early, maybe it's different, but who's to say that? I mean, again, they've got some good weapons. The other night over at Willis, so that's on us to go ahead and take care of that special teams flaws and stuff like that. But again, you know, you work on that stuff every week, and it's going to be no different this week.
Before we talk about the balance your team had, you know, Willis comes in as a team that wants to throw the football a lot and saw how the windy conditions kind of affected them on some balls that took off. Your passing game, even with, you know, wasn't just a short little passing game, very efficient and able to really, you know, keep your offense on the field. That's got to be, you know, be pretty good for the coach there.
I think the main thing there for us has been able to, you know, establish a run, get the running game going and where it's flowing and get our pace. You know, I talk a lot about rhythm, but I think we are a rhythmic offense. And so when you have the, you know, have Roderick, you know, hitting the other night, and then, you know, unfortunately, we lost Colby for a little bit, but when he was in there, he was hitting it and getting the running game going. Terry comes in there and does some good things for us. So you get the running game going, it certainly helps out the play action, whether it's a bootleg, whether it's a, you know, our quick screen game where we pack people inside and try to get some stuff outside. But I thought we just, you know, were really efficient the other night in getting the ball distributed and getting it out. So, again, I think it all starts with the running game.
I know that, you know, there's so many times, you know, at the next level where your fans and college and football fans are watching plays get stopped because of substitution and you can't go with pace. How is it different and how are you able to keep that pace up and stay away from stopping and letting a defense catch their breath or maybe do something personnel-wise?
I think the one thing is, you know, luxury-wise for us is Peyton Rusk has the ability to play in the sniffer back position, put his hand on the ground at tight end, and also move to our number three receiver. For him being able to do that makes our offense much more efficient, much more fast. We do some things with our backfield set that when we want to get both our running backs on the field that has a potential to slow us down. But at the same time, I think we get in a set like that and stay in it so we don't do a lot of subbing. And then sometimes it all depends on who you're playing. Some teams will wait for you to sub, and then they'll start subbing, but like early in the year. But again, I think it's more of having the I would say a luxury of a guy that can do all three of those things for us and keep us moving.
And how much confidence does your team get when you can be in that flow and have the offense run as fast as it can with some success to extend drives?
I think that's probably where we're most comfortable because that's how we work. We work that way in practice every day. Every drill we do is the same. very, very high pace, a lot of reps. So I think the kids are very comfortable with that. It's never a hurry-up panic. It's always a hurry-up. That's what they're used to. It's almost a little bit opposite when we slow down sometimes. So we like that flow. And again, I think the key there, and you know, it's easy football talk, but is first down. That's getting some yards on first down, getting, you know, 4 or 5 yards and making it to where we're ahead of the chains, because when you're trying to run a rhythmic offense and you go flat on first down, it definitely makes the second down call a bit more different.
The weather feels like you're getting towards the end of the season, and it's certainly look up on the calendar and just have two regular season games left with a chance to control how much you play after that. But boy, it seems to go fast, and with only two games left, it certainly has the last really month or so.
It does. You know, you look at things when you start off and you think about the season and you try to look at things 1 week at a time, and all of a sudden you look up and, you know, here we are in week 10, ball game 9, and it does go fast. I know it goes fast, especially for our kids. You know, we talked about a little bit last week about how quickly it goes and how many practices they have left regular season. So we try to make an emphasis on that, to where the focus is, you know, let's enjoy the time you have left and play our tails off during that time period.
I know that Tom Ball, a couple weeks in a row, their defense has given up more than 50 points. I think it's 55 in both games. They're struggling on that side of the ball, but still having some offense. They've had a couple rallies in the games against Lufkin and Magnolia where they've made a push to get back into it. What have you seen on film about Tom Ball?
Well, one thing is, yes, they have given up some points, but they've also given up points against very, very good football teams. And you know, Lufkin is one of those teams that if they're hot in the right situation, I don't know how many points they can put up. They're so fast, and that was one of those situations that night. They got some passes long early and did some things, opened up the field. Magnolia was a little bit on the opposite side of things, got the ball going on the ground and hit the ground game early. But again, it's like you said, they're you know, offensively with their quarterback, and they've got a young receiver, actually two receivers, but they got a young receiver that's doing a really good job, and a young running back that's having a good year. So they're going to do things in a kicking game and on offense that puts you a little bit not balanced, and you have to be very, very focused on those things, because the special teams, for one, but like the kickoffs, they're going to kick the ball anywhere, any place in the field, high, low, on the ground. So you have to prepare for that kind of stuff. And they do a good job of just, in those games, continuing on offense, just continue playing. And so, I look at them, I don't look at any different than any other team in the district. I mean, it is a district battle game, and I think it's going to be a very, very tough game.
Last season, shutout pretty special, the way their offense had come into that game. Really had been going pretty good. Any change in their philosophy, and maybe you can take some of the things you did defensively last year and try to apply them to this season?
I think you can to a certain extent, but again, you're talking about, you know, quite a few different players. But still, our philosophy is our philosophy on both offense and defense. It hasn't changed very much. That was a very nice win last year, but our defense stepped up huge last year, because I didn't think we played exceptionally well in that game offensively, not to take anything away from them. We turned the ball over a couple times, did some things that we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. Finally got the running game going late in the second quarter. But, I think you do look at those things and try to look at what worked last year, because, again, they're doing a lot of the same things also. But it is a new year, new game, and new week, so some things certainly will be different.
I think the district standings are exactly the same as they were last year. And you don't see that very often, where teams are slotted in the same position. Tom Ball, their back's against the wall. They know if they want to make the postseason, they've got to win this game. Otherwise, they're going to be on the outside again 2 years in a row in a very tough district. Going to their place, I expect you would expect their best shot.
Absolutely. I think it's also senior night over there. So, you know, we've told the kids about that all through the week. You're going to get their best shot. But I honestly think we're going to get everybody's best shot when we go. I just think that's good. I mean, I think that speaks to your program. But I think our kids look at each game knowing wherever they go, regardless, they're going to get a team's best shot. And I expect nothing less than Tom Ball's best shot.
When you do go to a senior night, I know that there's a lot of emotion. You're going to have that in a couple weeks. How do you keep the kids focused in that last few minutes when that kind of stuff is going on, that kind of sometimes changes pregame, you know, in the focus for those kind of nights.
It does, and I think certainly for the seniors that are playing possibly their last home game, you know, you kind of look at it differently. We're always focused about the game, but you can't take that part away from the kids. Just like homecoming, you can't take homecoming away from the kids. You know, when I was a younger coach, I was so upset about that stuff, but it's such a great thing. Just like senior night, celebrating the kids that have worked hard and done things in your program, you know, probably a majority of them for 4 years, some of them a little bit less maybe. But at the same time, I think the kids realize how much time they put into that, and I think they can, you know, I think they have the ability to turn that switch off when they come on in, and then you go out for the game, and the senior night part of it's kind of is gone.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about senior night next week, Coach, and, you know, 2 more weeks to go here in the regular season. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Cougar Coach Steve Huff. When we return, more of the pregame show, getting ready for College Station High School here tonight at Tomball. It's on Maverick 100.9 FM.